This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster My Podcast.
And this is the Yugoloth, Guardian.
There's a monster in my podcast.
It's like Bear doing the Thriller dance.
That is a very good description of this illustration.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
He's a big boy.
Very, very much so. So I was curious because, like, if you look at this illustration and you read the description, you think, hey, this is like a chimera kind of thing. It's got, like, dragon claws. It's got the body of a bear, ram's horns, and, like, dragon wings. You think, okay, yeah, like, that seems like it would be a thing from mythology. Nope. Yeah. Made wholesale for D&D. So they have no excuse. They could have made something better, but they didn't. Well,
the weird thing is, like, this is a monster. We get the Planescape season. There are, like, you know, 20 different variants of Yugoloths.
Right.
So this is just the one they introduced in the basic monster manual, but, like, they do something better. Like, the other ones are more interesting than this.
Right.
You know, it's just this one is the basic one that, you know, basic bear.
Yeah, yeah. It's like a bear that catfishes you with dragon powers. Like, it can breathe fire if it wants to.
The most striking, like, yeah, there's not a whole lot to this guy. You know, it's like a little kind of shitty demon you can summon and make do things.
Right.
The thing that I like the best about him is those ram's horns. I think are very sharp. Like, in looking at those, I was thinking, like,
by sharp, do you mean stylish? Like, sharp in the ZZ Top, sharp dressed man kind of sense?
Yes, like a sharp dressed Yugoloth.
Right.
I was just taking a look at it, and I was like, if I was going to have, like, become a chimeraman of some kind, better than those snake's arms from a few episodes ago, like, just two ram's horns?
Yeah.
I might be able to get down with that.
It's like an eco kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eco or the guy from Saga.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, Saga would be perfect. Yeah.
So, it's a cool look.
The thing about the ram, so you get the coil, right? You get the twist.
Yeah.
Like, better than bull's horns, even. Like, these seem compact.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, if it was the proper pillow, you might not even notice. The big thing with them is, like, filing them down. Because they'll just keep growing and growing.
Oh, true. And yeah. Well, I mean, like, what you got to do is you got to get like a special post you put in your house, or, like,
yeah,
you know, just sacrifice one of your walls to nudge
the scraping wall.
Yeah.
Do you think that feels good?
Oh, I think it feels amazing.
Yeah, I bet you it feels really good.
Okay, so you know how good it feels to use a Q-tip?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like, throw away all of the, like, forbidden fruit appeal of using a Q-tip. Like,
yeah.
That same idea of just, like, scratching something that is an integral part of your head, like, times 1,000 is what I would say.
Because right now I can scratch my head if it itches.
Right.
And it's
I'm talking about something deeper.
It's real good.
Yeah. Oh, I do it all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the craziest things that happened to me with my recent dental mishap is I got an itch on my lip and it felt very deep and I couldn't get rid of it.
Oh, geez.
And I realized, like,
yeah. Oh, it's something in your jaw.
Yeah, it was an itch, and the reason why scratching it didn't do anything is because I couldn't feel myself scratching it because I was still numbed up.
Oh, okay.
And yeah. I was like, man, if you were able to give people itches but then numb their skin, because an itch is not always
right.
A skin level thing like that. Like,
yeah,
you can numb their skin, so it just, like, when they scratch, it does nothing.
Oh, God, I feel like I have bugs crawling all over me, Gear.
Me too.
Yeah, I like how these come with like expense tiers. Like, it's not quite like a cold stone, like, it, love it, gotta have it kind of thing. But, like, depending on how expensive the thing you're trying to guard is, you get a different kind of Yugoloth.
Yeah. I'm going to get a custom cell phone iOS that does this instead of cell phone bars. So I can't call you. I'm just at least Yugoloth.
Oh, my gosh. It's like a little fog thing. Instead of having your bars, you just have a little app, like a virtual pet, and it, like, digivolves depending on how good your signal is. Yeah.
Yeah. And then the signal, it's like, oh, like, I'm at Boar. Like, I can call you, but, like, it's not good broadcast quality.
No.
And then I get this, like, fire breathing bear, like, rubbing his horns up on the pleasure stump. And that's how you can tell I'm ready for my phone interview.
Yeah.
Qualcomm.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.